everybody, and welcome to the Artists First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into the NHSCA Sports Hour. This show airs every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about the show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/nhsca.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And now on to the show.
Good evening, high school sports fans, and welcome to the NHSCA Sports Hour for December the 8th. I am Jeff Fisher, founder and editor-in-chief of High School Football America, here for 2 hours' worth of high school sports talk tonight on the Artist First Radio Network. After we wrap up here on the NHSCA Sports Hour, we move right into all high school football talk with High School Football America at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, so stick around for that. Let's take a look at tonight's lineup. We'll get things kicked off as we take a look at the season that was in cross-country, boys and girls style, as we will be joined by co-founder of XCNation.com, Aaron Taylor. Aaron will stop by and take a look at the final national rankings for XCNation.com and NHSCA. He'll also take a look back at last weekend's Nikes, and we'll look ahead to what's going to take place this weekend in San Diego at the Foot Locker Individual Championships. And then later on in the show, we're going to talk with Bo Brown. He is the president and CEO of California Casualty. Bo will stop by to talk about a great program his company has put forth. It's in its second year, where $75,000 in grants will be given away to public schools in desperate need of money for their sports programs. So Bo Brown a little bit later in the show. We're also going to talk a little high school wrestling tonight as the wrestling season getting underway. Win Magazine has its national rankings out, the preseason poll. We'll talk about that. And high school football on the back end. It's a big weekend as we get down to the final 2 weekends of high school football. Gold medals being handed out this weekend, plus we'll look ahead to the big weekend next weekend as we have the big four wrapping things up. Pennsylvania, California, Florida, and Texas will all crown their champions next weekend, and we'll talk about that plus a whole lot more here tonight on the NHSCA Sports Hour. Want to thank our sponsors along for the ride tonight, XCNation.com, Dr. Jared Spencer, Gatorade's G-Series, GTM Sportswear, U.S. Navy, Cliff Keen, MetLife, Dalamure, and All-American Wrestling Supply. Going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the season that was in cross-country. Aaron Taylor, co-founder of XC Nation. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top-secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines, made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life. You've heard of being named All-Conference. But only one organization has earned the classification of being all-world. The United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you can make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
Welcome back to the National High School Coaches Association Sports Hour. We're going to kick things off with some discussion about cross country as it's coming to a close. The national championships held this last weekend, and he's been here on the show throughout the season, keeping us up to date. A great partner with the NHSCA. His name is Aaron Taylor, the co-founder with his brother David of XCNation.com. They've just released their final team rankings, and we're going to kind of take a look back at the year that was. Welcome to the show, Aaron, to talk about 2011, which was a great year.
Hey Jeff, good to, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's start on the boys side of things. You've just put out the rankings, and everybody, you can go to xcnation.com to see the top 50 teams, but I'll just kind of hit it up with number 1 versus number 2 cuz it's changed since the last poll came out. Christian Brothers Academy out of New Jersey, Tom Heath and Company with that long win streak, outdistanced South Lake Carroll, Texas. So tell us how the change occurred over the last week of the season.
Well, you know, these two teams, they're unique in that they're two of the best teams that have come out of high school cross country. You know, last year we talked a lot about Arcadia, California being perhaps the greatest boys team of all time. And we used our power ranking system to go back and grade every team for the last 20 years, and they had the highest score that we'd ever seen. Now, Christian Brothers Academy and South Lake Carroll had the number 2 and number 3 highest power ranking in our system. And the interesting thing is South Lake Carroll's power ranking is .9824, and CBA's, Christian Brothers Academy, is .9821. And even after they're almost dead even, and at the Nike Cross Nationals, they were separated by 5 points. Mm-hmm. And to understand 5 points, that could be a fraction of a second. That could be one place. They were both ran a 20-second 1-5 spread. And really what you saw were two teams, just like we had said in our power ranking, two teams that were identical. And on any given day, Christian Brothers Academy and South Lake Carroll are going to go head-to-head, probably a lot like LSU and Alabama in college, college football. I mean, they're that level of team where you almost need an overtime because they're so uniquely different than any programs we've ever seen. It's like having two Arcadias last year go head-to-head, and you wait to see what happens.
Yeah, that's a good analogy about Alabama and LSU. That's real good. Let's talk about 3, 4, and 5. You mentioned Arcadia; they end up number 4. Davis from Utah, number 3, and then Calvin Christian from Michigan. I know we talked about them earlier. So let's kind of wrap up how those top 5 teams, especially those last 3 I just mentioned, how did they end the season, and why were they so strong in making it into the top 5?
Well, Davis Utah was the Cinderella of the meet. They finished 2nd in their state. In Utah, they finished 2nd in the NXN Southwest meet to America, which is a powerhouse program. And I'm not surprised, though. They're coached by Corbin Talley, who is a former Foot Locker finalist, a member of some national championship programs from Bingham High School. Jeff Arbogast coached him to a national championship. He's familiar with what it takes to be at that level. And he peaked Davis perfectly. And they finished 3rd to South Lake Carroll and Christian Brothers Academy. And it really was a special experience for that on that day as they were leaving. Fans of Davis who knew me because I've coached in Utah were just losing their mind. Now, Arcadia as well has been a team that, you know, they finished, they didn't win their state meet in California, but again, another program that peaks at the right time. And they finished 4th, which is the highest finish for a defending national champion in the Nike Cross National system. And then there's Calvin Christian, Michigan, and we had them a week ago there because they are in a state that doesn't allow teams to compete in the Nike Cross Nationals postseason system. Mm-hmm. They just kind of remain stagnant with their power score, and they are actually the number 3 ranked team in the country when we power rank their top 4 runners against the top 4 runners of every team in the country behind Christian Brothers Academy and South Lake Carroll. Mm-hmm. And where they lose the gap is from their 4-5, and they're number 5 in the country. They've got a total enrollment of 375 students. The teams that are around them are pushing 2,000 to 3,000 students, and they're just the greatest small school in U.S. history.
And you can't beat that statement there. We're talking with Aaron Taylor tonight, co-founder of XCNation.com, completely dedicated to the sport of cross country. This is a guy that lives and breathes, along with his brother, David, who we've had on the show before. He's serving over in Afghanistan with the Marines. Lives and breathes this sport. They've done a lot of interesting things, including really kind of setting the bar for finding what the history of the sport was, as they did a lot of research that kind of brought things from 1989 on back into 1957. There's some great stuff on the website. He's been the editor of milesplit.com, and now they've come together and come up with an algorithm that really puts the rankings, you know, to the true test here. And as you and I have talked before, I don't know if there's ever going to be a perfect way to do it, but you guys are constantly kind of tweaking this. And maybe before we hop into any more of the conversation on the girls' side or anything else, maybe we can talk a little bit about the evolution of how you've been able to do these rankings very, very scientifically over the last 3 years, specifically 09, 010, and now 2011?
Well, we've broken down history, and when you go back 30 years in the history of the sport, there's certain variables that carry from 1 year to the next, and we've been able to put those in a mathematical algorithm that computes a team's power score, their strength, from the 1-3 runner to 3-5. There are certain attributes of national championship programs that we're looking for, and we're constantly redefining it. And in particular, the teams today, we're seeing teams every year now that we would see once a decade. And Nike Cross Nationals, events like Foot Locker, are really driving this increased momentum for our sport and that level of expectation. But our power rankings are a work in progress. We're constantly fine-tuning them. We're never resting on our laurels. And we're constantly evaluating a team meet to meet, state to state, year to year, and trying to make sure that we're not missing anything, trying to make sure that we articulately grasp the strength of a program and that we leave no one out.
And I think, you know, and you and I have had this conversation offline, but I think the point of it is, and the reason that I think these rankings are so needed is I think you stated it, so I'm using your words, but I'd like you to expand upon it, which is, you know, if the rankings and who's the best in the country didn't matter, you wouldn't have all of these events where you know, teams are traveling, you know, across the country to compete against each other, right?
Well, you're right. And, you know, this all began with a guy by the name of Mark Bloom. And Mark Bloom started in the early 70s, but he really kicked into gear in 1989 with a magazine called The Harrier Report. And he published every year national rankings, the Harrier National Rankings. And teams around the country were fighting at the end of the year to be listed in this Harrier Report as Harrier National Champions. Mm-hmm. And it was that fuel that fired and inspired those athletes to compete and then to graduate from college and then want to get jobs at Nike and at Foot Locker and Adidas and Reebok and try to implement that passion that they were a part of as a kid, like Corbin Talley, who was a Harrier National Champion, now coaching at Davis High School and going to Nike Cross Nationals. And the athletes want a national championship. They want to know how good they are in the country, and that's why they're showing up. By the tens and thousands, they're showing up at these postseason events, and they're not just showing up by themselves. They're bringing their friends. They're bringing their teammates, their parents, their coaches, and they're training year-round because they're recognizing that there is a level of expectation, and it's exciting. Mm-hmm. It drives our sport forward, and if you want to look at the heartbeat of you know, the real rubber hits the road of what it's going to take for America to start winning gold medals, well, it's got to start at the grassroots level with this momentum push among the high school athletes to get better and better and better and better, and then we're producing better and better collegiates and then better and better American professional distance runners, and that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's no different than any other sport, whether it's football, baseball, basketball. You need a feeder system. You need that to become a year-round sport. Before we hop over to the girls' side of things, and again, you can go to xcnation.com, listeners, to see the entire rankings, boys and girls, through the top 50. Is there anybody, because I know you, I don't know how you do it, but you know all about these teams. Is there a team that finishes in the top 50 that kind of came out of nowhere and has a lot of people coming back in 2012, may wow some people? Is that an unfair question to ask you as we wrap up 2011? Is there a dark horse that's going to make some noise next year on the boys'
there
side?
There is. Okay. The team to beat for 2012 is Bismarck, North Dakota. They returned their top six runners. They scored 16 points at the North Dakota State Championships. Unheard of. Never been done before. They're led by a footwalker. They're led by an All-American in Jake Langing, who finished in the top 10 at Nike Cross Nationals. He's a tremendous athlete, and the team to beat for 2012 is definitely Bismarck.
Okay, well,
they're incredible.
Well, that's good to know, and you've educated me so much. It's almost like I sound intelligent about the sport now, thanks to you and reading your site. Again, xcnation.com, talking with co-founder Aaron Taylor. Let's flip things over to the girls' side team-wise, and then we'll kind of wrap up with a conversation on the individuals. So Fayetteville Manlius, you've taught me, is a juggernaut. And once again, they're at the top of your rankings. Saratoga Springs are right behind them, two New York schools. So tell us a little bit about that program and how it was able to defend another national championship. I guess they've now won six in a row, correct?
Yeah, Fayetteville Manlius is, they're on another level. And, you know, there's every so often a program comes along that grabs the torch and then just runs as fast as they can to the top of the stadium and says, hey, come get me. And they did that, and everybody else was outside of the stadium going, where did Fayetteville Manlius go? And so it's taken a few years for everyone to figure out what they're doing and how they're getting there. And, you know, they've won six national championships in a row. The record is actually held by Saratoga Springs, who won seven in a row. And they're actually the most national championships by a high school program is Saratoga Springs, New York.
Okay.
The team that finished second this year that was 24 points behind Fayetteville Manlius. And I think if there's a threat, and I've said it all year long, the team that beats Fayetteville Manlius for a national championship is going to be a team from New York, mm-hmm. because they're competing to win a New York State championship. And in order to win a New York State championship, you've got to beat Fayetteville Manlius. And I think that the program that's going to do that, that's best suited to do that, is Saratoga Springs. They've closed the gap. Of all the schools in the country that have closed the gap, Saratoga Springs has done it. And it's a big hurdle to jump because FM keeps getting better, but you know what? So does Saratoga Springs. And at some point, they're going to level out. But really what we're seeing is unparalleled in history for our sport. Two programs that have gone 1-2 for the last 3 years and are just, Saratoga carries that title as the greatest program in girls' history. Mm-hmm. And FM is about to take it. And Saratoga, I believe, doesn't want them to do that. They're not going down without a fight.
Makes for some fun times. Tell me a little bit about why you think New York State is so solid in cross country. As I look at the rankings, aside from 1-2, we go down to number 10, North Shore. I guess they fell a little bit in the final rankings from the previous one. And you've got, 5 teams in the top 30 from New York State. Why is New York State so strong?
Well, it's not just on the girls' side. It's the boys' side as well. New York teams, you know, you have programs like Fayetteville Manlius, whose boys and girls are competing for national titles every year. And what they do is they raise the level of expectation. They lift everyone around them up. Because in order to be competitive, you've got to meet their level of expectation. And New York State is the most competitive state in the country. They run on the most difficult cross-country courses against the most competitive teams. It's not like they're in North Dakota and you're one good team and you're going out and running on the most difficult courses, but you're just really running against yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing up at meets. Teams like Rush Henrietta, New York, who's number 14 in the country, they're showing up at a meet, and 4 or 5 meets this year, they have faced Fayetteville Manlius, Shaker, New York, St. Anthony's, Christian Brothers Academy. They're facing these top teams not only because the Northeast is so dense, easy to travel, but because the top programs in the country are in your division. And so it's a lot like living in Spokane, Washington, where to qualify for state, you have to be one of the top two teams out of the Greater Spokane League. The problem is those top two teams are about every year top 25 in the country. So in order to even qualify for state, you've got to be a top 25 nationally ranked team. Now, you've got to reevaluate your goals when that's what you're facing. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do in New York every single week. It's superior coaching. It's a superior dedication. And I'm going to get some flack for that. But I believe it is because the level, they have the Eastern States Championship. They have the history. There's the two historical meets in the country, Mount SAC and the Manhattan Invitational. And, they're the Twin Tower High School Cross Country events, and they both get over 5,000 athletes. And so, you know, New York is the Empire State, and they're going to continue to lead in, you know, and you've got two states, New York and California, and they're trading back and forth. But it would seem right now that New York is on a whole other level because they don't have the benefit of going to run on a flat course. They're running up and down over the most difficult terrains in the country against the top teams in the country every week.
Mm-hmm. And you're not afraid of flak, so we'll let you have your opinion there, Aaron. You always have one. Aaron Taylor, the co-founder of XCNation.com. I asked you on the boys' side if there's a team to look out for in 2012. It wouldn't be fair if I didn't ask you about the girls' side. What do you think there with those two teams in New York? You know, Fayetteville Manlius and Saratoga Springs probably reloading again. Who else is a kind of a dark horse out there that people should look for?
There isn't one.
Okay. How about to get to number three?
Maybe ask me in a few years. Well, I would say number three would be Tattnall, Delaware.
Okay.
And again, Tattnall is a special program. It's a school with 266 students. Total enrollment, 9th grade to 12th grade. And to compete against teams like Fayetteville Manlius, Saratoga Springs, Carmel, Indiana, North Shore, to run against programs, New Trier, Illinois, the way that the level of expectation, the mountain that they're climbing, they're not expected to be there, but they are. Mm-hmm. And they're there every single year. And Tattnall's a special program. That you know, I think they are the number one. They are the greatest. It's Calvin Christian is the greatest boys small school in history, and number two would be 1986 Caldwell, Ohio, with an enrollment of about 600 for boys. Tattnall is on a whole nother stratosphere. They are not only the greatest small school girls program in U.S. history. They're probably the greatest story in girls' cross-country history, being that they don't have the benefits of pulling from the talent that a Fayetteville Manlius has. Mm-hmm. They've got to maximize every moment, every athlete, because they have so little, but they do so much with so little. And it's tremendous to see a team with 266 total students in their high school from 9th grade to 12th grade finish third in the country and beat 25 during the season. They beat 25 of the top 30 programs in the nation, and their only losses are to FM and Saratoga. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, that is. By the way, do you ever sleep? How do you get all this information? No, you don't have to answer that. Let's go.
I'm like Rain Man. I don't know.
Well, hopefully.
But their head coach, you know, I just want to say, Tattnall's head coach, Patrick Castagno, what they've done is so tremendous that the National High School Coaches Association, we're going to announce him as the girls' cross-country coach of the year.
Okay. That's well. It sounds like it's well deserved. Let's wrap up here with a chat on the individual side. As San Diego is the place to be this weekend for the Foot Locker Championships. Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen there. I know on the boys' side, there's a bunch of people anxious to see what happens there. So set the scene for us.
Well, the scene is this: Steve Prefontaine versus Steve Prefontaine. I mean, you've got it's really at that level. It's that exciting. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. If you've never watched Foot Locker, if you've thought, well, I'll watch it on a rerun, don't. watch the live broadcast because you're never going to see this again, at least not anytime soon. Edward Cheserek, perhaps on his way to being crowned the greatest high school cross-country runner of all time, you know, a guy who was a sophomore, ran an 8:42 mile, clipping on Lucas Verspica's heels. He's only a junior. He's already run the second fastest cross-country 5,000 meters in U.S. history, run 14:20. The guy broke 12 minutes at Manhattan, and those of you that understand the history of Manhattan will understand the magnitude of that achievement. And you know, three times this year, he set course records that statisticians would equate when he broke the Homedale record, when he ran the 14:20, when he broke the Manhattan record, that are the equivalent of breaking the four-minute mile, and he did it three times in cross-country. It's monumental. And then you've got Footsum, this guy who was this super freshman a few years ago, finishing the top 10 at Foot Locker, and has really been undefeated last year until he finished second at Nationals. You've got two guys, Edwards second at NXN last year, Footsum second at Foot Locker last year, and they're going head-to-head. They're undefeated. They've each run times that are in the top five all time, over 5,000 meters, and they're not going to give an inch. And I think it's really who wants it more. Is it going to be Footsum or Edward?
Let's switch over
once in a lifetime event.
And you know, we were talking about it earlier offline, and it is exciting, especially as you said. You know, what's happened over the last several years is really raising the bar in cross country. Talking with Aaron Taylor of XCNation.com, the national rankings for the teams are out. Go to the website to check them out. We're going to wrap up here on the girls' side of things with Foot Locker. What does that shape up to be like on the girls' side?
It's really a potluck. I mean, we don't have a Jordan Hafey. We don't, a lot of these, we don't have an Aslan Cuff. You know, you've got Julie Macedo. You've got Molly Seidel, who is, I would probably say, is the favorite. She's run the fastest 4,000 meters in U.S. history. She's an 11-time Wisconsin state champion. She's coming in the meet riding a pretty high wave. She's going to face a runner from Morgan, Aaron Finn. This is probably the first year in the Foot Locker girls side where you're going to have 20 girls where any one of them can win. And that's what makes it exciting and why you want to watch, because you're not tuning in to see who's going to defeat Jordan Hussey or can anyone run with Aslan Cuff. I'm tuning in personally because I want to see who can win. There's 12 girls that are probably neck and neck and any one of them can win the title. And so who's going to take that bar? Who's going to meet that level of expectation? But in the end, that creates a pretty competitive race because they know it. They're going to this race knowing that they are each individual favorites.
And even though we have the individual championships coming up this weekend in San Diego with the Foot Locker, I'm going to really put you to task here on this one, as I'm going to let you go. So if I gave you one word that would describe the 2011 high school cross country season, what would that word be?
Goat, greatest of all time.
That's cheating. But you know what? I would expect nothing less out of you, Aaron. That's a great job, and thank you so much for kind of getting my audience, up to speed on cross country. I look forward to next year, and we'll do some things during the off season too to bring you in here and keep us all up to date. But great job by you, and happy holidays to you and your family. Safety to David over in Afghanistan, and again, thanks a lot.
God bless, Jeff.
Yep, that is Aaron Taylor, the co-founder of XCNation.com.
The Navy Seahawk helicopter has a lift capacity of over 6,000 pounds. But when it comes to helping those around the world who need it most, they lift the hopes of millions. To learn more about how the Navy is the best place to do great things, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. It will do you and the world a load of good. Navy. Accelerate your life.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids who don't know where they'll get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top-secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
Pentek USA Electronic Percussion. American-made and known around the world for durability, customer service, and free lifetime technical support. Call Pentek and talk to real people in South Carolina, USA. 800-445-0506. Ask Pentek if they can ship your order same day. Mention Artist First and get a 10% discount on orders placed direct to Pentek USA.
Welcome back to the NHSCA Sports Hour tonight. Just talking a little cross-country. Time to start focusing on some of the winter sports with basketball and wrestling getting underway. And Win Magazine has put out its top 25 high school poll. The preseason rankings are out, and the very powerful St. Edward program out of Lakewood, Ohio, gets the preseason nod to have a shot at winning a national championship. They were third at the end of last season, and this is, as most of you know, that are high school wrestling fans, one of the top programs in the country. Greg Urbis is the head coach there. He's been there for 34 years, 23 as a head coach. Last year won their 26th Division I team championship, state championship. They've got a lot of returning talent back. They've won 11 national championships. The last time they won a national title was back in 2007. At one point, they had actually won six straight from 1982 to 1987. And Greg has done a wonderful job there, and we hope to have him on the program next weekend. In his reign while he's been there, after taking over for the legendary coach, Coach Ferguson, he has come up with 64 state champs. Two-time state champ James Heil is a senior at 126 pounds, and he is back, and the upper weight should be pretty tough. So, again, St. Edward from Lakewood, Ohio, a real big shot at winning a national championship, and Win Magazine, which you can check out at win-magazine.com. As all the rankings, we will go through them for you right now. It's going to come down to, you know, probably St. Edward and Blair Academy out of New Jersey, out of Blairstown, New Jersey. Jeff Buxton's group is, you know, lots of power there, especially with national prep championships in Joey McKenna at 113, just a sophomore, and senior Mark Gray at 132, senior Todd Preston at 138, and heavyweight Brooks Black. They're all national prep championships and should make for an interesting season, and we'll get a real good indication of how good St. Edward and Blair Academy will be this weekend, as they're all going to be in action at Walsh Jesuit at the Ironman in Ohio. And then later on in the year, we'll get the real indication of who's the best as Blair Academy travels to Ohio to be in the St. Edward Super Quad, and that's on February the 5th. So that will go. Both of those events will go a long way toward deciding who's going to be the national champ this year. Now let's take a look at the rest of the top 25. Again, this is Win Magazine. Go to win-magazine.com to learn more. At number three is Brandon, Florida. They finished fifth last year. A team that finished number 25 last year for Win was St. John's out of Michigan. They are preseason ranked number four. Number five, another good Ohio program, is Graham out of St. Paris. They finished the season fourth. They start the season in the preseason poll ranked number five. Clovis, California, number six. Cannon McMillan from Pennsylvania, not ranked last year, but they are the defending 3A individual state champs. They come in at number seven. Ranked at number eight is Carl Sandberg out of Orland Park in Illinois. Christiansburg out of Virginia, ranked number nine. And rounding out the top ten for Win Magazine is Allen, Texas. Not ranked at the end of last year, but the two-time defending state champs are loaded with state champions in Jared Trotter, Oliver Pierce, and Nick Cobb, and a couple of runners-up. So they should be real impressive this year when it comes to making a run at a national championship. Now going through 11 through 20, Detroit Central Catholic, or Catholic Central, I should say, not ranked at the end of last year, comes in at number 11. The defending national champs, Apple Valley, lost a lot of talent, they come in the preseason poll ranked number 12. Number 13 is Simley out of Minnesota. Again, Apple Valley is out of Minnesota, if you didn't know that. Number 14 is Lincoln High School in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. They finished the season number 10, come in at number 14. Wyoming Seminary, number 15 out of Pennsylvania. Number 16 is Bakersfield, California. Number 17 is Iowa West. Number 18, Minooka, Illinois. They were not ranked last year. Number 19 is Bethlehem Catholic out of Pennsylvania. And number 20 is Montini out of Lombard, Illinois. They finished last year at number 22. Then the bottom five in the top 25, Southeast Polk from Iowa comes in at number 21. Number 22 is McDonough School from Owens, Maryland. And number 23 is Perry Meridian, not ranked at the end of last year, out of Indianapolis. Number 24 is Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And rounding out the top 25, Carroll Stream with Glenbard North there comes in at number 25. So that's the rankings. The preseason top 25 from Win Magazine. Go to win-magazine.com to learn more. And again, we'll get a real early look at the national championship chase this weekend with the Ironman going on in Ohio. Both number 1 St. Edward and number 2 Blair Academy there. Going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to California and talk with Bo Brown, the head of California Casualty, and that company is doing something special. They're giving away $75,000 in grants to public schools that really need help with their sports programs during these tough economic times. Take a break. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artists First Radio Network.
The major record labels say that downloading music from the internet is stealing, stealing, stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show?
Home radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP? That's stealing. Or have you ever sung happy birthday to your friend at a restaurant?
Warning! Warning!
Happy birthday is copyrighted, so if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be
stealing music.
Man down!
Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of five corporations? Then stop giving them your money, and make sure your friends and family don't either. Better yet, try burning them a CD. If we pull the plug on major labels, music gets better. Find out more about what you can do. Check out downhillbattle.org.
Tornadoes raked the South. It was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. As communities lay in ruins, it was the hams who let their families know their loved ones were safe. When the power and cell phones went out, the hams were there, helping rescuers get the message through. Wherever catastrophes strike, amateur radio is ready. Amateur radio works when other communications don't. Contact the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, on the web at emergencyradio.org. That's emergencyradio.org.
Welcome back to the NHSCA Sports Hour for December the 8th. A lot of good chat tonight. We started with the little boys and girls cross country, touched on some high school wrestling, and now we're going to talk about athletics in general and a great program that's coming out of the state of California, out of California Casualty. I'm going to be joined right now by Bo Brown, the president and CEO of the company, to talk about the Thomas R. Brown Athletic Grant. Welcome to the show, Bo.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, excited to talk about this. Before we kind of got chatting here offline, we were talking about the hard economic times in America that trickle down to high school athletics, and you guys have come up with a grant program for 44 states that will, you know, try and lessen the burden a little bit. So let's kind of start with the genesis of where this program comes from and how you developed it, and then we'll get into the particulars of how schools can apply.
Well, it's the California Casualty Thomas R. Brown Athletic Grant Program, and we're going to give away $75,000 in grants to public high schools this year. And the genesis of the program, there's just a huge need out there. Budgets have been slashed. Athletics programs have been hurt the most. And we're a policyholder owned insurance company, and we want to give something back. And the program's also to recognize my dad, our chairman, for his 40 years of service to our company and to our customers, the majority of whom are public school teachers, coaches, bus drivers, janitors, and other staff.
Yeah, and we talk about this on the show a lot. The economics of sports right now at the high school level, where it's so critical to keep kids off the streets and give them some good positive things, it's being impacted. So, what was there one moment or one place you heard about that made you say, you know what, we need to do something for these schools? I mean, do you have any of those type of stories to tell us before we get into how you gave the money out last year?
Well, I live in California, and our state has really been hit hard by cuts to public schools, and I'm an AAU basketball coach, and going around to some of the public schools and meeting some of these AAU coaches that are also involved in their high school programs. It just became apparent that there's no money out there, and it's getting so bad that some of the schools are having to cut programs entirely or ask players to pay participation fees of $100, $150, and that is something that we thought we could help out with.
Okay, we're talking with Bo Brown, president and CEO of California Casualty, and their $75,000 in grants they're giving away this year for the Thomas R. Brown Athletics Grant. And let's talk a little bit about last year was the first year. What are some of the good stories that came out of this? How were you able to help some schools? How did they use the money?
Well, we gave away 10 grants for $2,500 each, so a total of $25,000 last year. They were focused in Arizona, California, Colorado, and Oregon. One high school, Pacific High School out of San Bernardino, California, used the grant for pregame meals to feed players who weren't getting fed good meals at home. I went out to another high school, Mount Diablo High School in Concord, California, last spring with a $2,500 grant. Half of that was going to the football team, half to the baseball team. I met the baseball coach, and he said some of the money would go to cover participation fees for players. Sometimes these fees are $100, $150. Loveland High School out of Colorado is a slightly different story. They had won several state championships in track and field, but had never been able to host a state qualifying meet until the California Casualty Thomas R. Brown Grant helped them purchase some timing equipment. And my understanding is they were able to host the meet this year for the first time in 15 years. So those are some of the stories about how schools are using these grants.
Now, applications are being accepted through January 15th of 2012 for this. Personally, since this is, you know, kind of your brainchild and something that's very personal to you, what's it like when you go out? It sounds like you've gone personally to hand out these checks. What's that mean to you, as the leader of this company, but more importantly, someone that's helping young men and young women?
Oh, it feels incredibly good. You go out and we show up in the office the principal comes out, and she at Mount Diablo High School where I visited, she was just ecstatic. She rounded up the baseball coach, one or two of his players, some of the teachers, and we had a big check with us, a mocked up check, and for $2,500 with the small check, the real check on the back, and presented it to them. And it's just a lot of fun to go out and feel like you're making a difference. When I was a kid, my dad was a Little League equipment manager. So I remember having all the baseballs and helmets and bats in our garage, and we would sort through them and put them in the bags, and to think that these high schools are using equipment that's 10, 20 years old, mm-hmm. Some of their safety equipment's out of date. It just feels good to help out.
Yeah, and you're trying to tell me that you can't cash that big check? Is that the point? You got to use the little one when you do it?
No, not the big one, just the little one, yeah.
That reminds me of the movie Semi-Pro. I think they tried to cash the big one once. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk about the program. And again, I mentioned that applications are being accepted. It is for public schools. We should be real specific about that. And it's through January the 15th. So let's let the listeners know out there how they can apply if they qualify and fit into the parameters.
Yeah, again, you mentioned it. It's for public schools, and you must be a school employee who's an active member of the National Education Association. And it's available in all states except for Alaska, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, and Wisconsin. My wife's from Michigan. My niece is a Wisconsin Badger. We hope to be in those states someday. But to apply, go to www.calcashathleticsgrant.com. That's CALCAS Athletics Grant, all one word, .com. If you're having trouble with that, you can go to our website, California Casualty, and click on the Athletics Grant link in the lower right corner under our company.
And we'll also put that up on the blog so you can have the link to go to for the listeners out there. So go to the NHSCA Sports Hour on the blog, and you'll be able to check that out. Wrapping up here, Bo, obviously a much-needed program. You've ramped it up in 2 years from $25,000 to $75,000. You know, where, what do you see the end game being here? You know, how obviously it's not going to go away, the need. So are you going to ramp things up as you go, or are you going to just kind of take it each year and tweak it each year as you go along?
Well, we've ramped it up significantly, and we are really getting a great response. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see how it goes and how many applications we get. We got, I believe, around 160 applications last year. And so if we get a lot more applications as we go into 44 states, we may decide to ramp it up further.
Great. Well, hopefully after appearing on the show here tonight, people that qualify and get into that specific area, they can apply and hopefully send you some more people, because we know it's needed. We really appreciate you taking the time. We've been talking with Bo Brown, President and CEO of California Casualty. Thank you so much for helping out the young men and women and all those coaches out there. Bo, great job. I think it's a great idea.
And thanks very much to you, Jeff.
You're very, very welcome. Going to take a break. When we come back on the NHSCA Sports Hour, we're going to talk some high school football. Lots of gold medals to be handed out this weekend, and we'll look ahead to the championship weekend next weekend, the big one that wraps up the season in California, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Florida. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
Not adjust your radio frequency. This is not a test. This is the Artist First Network. Cool.
Welcome to the Artist First Network, a weekly program featuring the best independent artists anywhere.
Damn it, get the hell out of my kitchen.
Just hit the Artist First Network. Now you're going to jail for assault.
This is the Artist First Network, the network of independent artists. Each week, the Artist First Network brings you the newest and brightest of independent and undiscovered artists.
Hi, the latest project was recorded. I can get through this. Can we keep it rolling?
Hi. Big Daddy, Big Daddy and the Generator. This next cut is called Baby, You're So Hot. You cut. Damn it. Damn it, Jim. All right, here, give me another crack at that one. Quit laughing at me.
Where's the web? I told you. www.artistfirst.com.
Welcome to the Artist First Network.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Call the American Heart Association or visit our website to learn more.
Welcome back to the NHSCA Sports Hour as we wrap things up here this evening. A great chat about boys and girls cross country, plus a little wrestling chat mixed in there. And we had Bo Brown from California Casualty talking about his company's great program to give money to very deserving public schools that are under some pressure right now with the economic crisis. A lot of schools having to cut things, and California Casualty coming up with a grant program to help out some schools earn some money and keep some programs going. Before we go away, I want to talk a little high school football here at the end. State championship games this weekend, and then everything wraps up next weekend with the Big Four playing their state championship games. The Big Four is California, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Let's take a look at some of the championship games this weekend. There's a couple of good ones in Georgia. We'll start in 4A, where top-ranked Tucker is going for its second title in 4 years, taking on Lovejoy. This is going to be offense versus defense. The Tiger offense is a good one. They're averaging over 45 points a game. Lovejoy, well, the defense may be just as good, only allowing 3.6 points per game. They've shut out 8 opponents this year, has Lovejoy, including one stretch where they had 4 in a row. They've allowed more than 10 points just twice, and over the season they've only allowed 50 points. Now you compare that to the fact that Tucker has scored that many, 50, in 7 of its 14 games. In AA, well, it's deja vu all over again, all over again, all over again, all over again. As for the fourth straight year, Calhoun and nationally ranked Buford have a date at the Georgia Dome to determine the champ in AA. It'll all change next year. Georgia's reclassifying, so Buford will go up to AAA. Both teams 14-0 coming in. They're the cream of the crop. They started 1-2 at the beginning of the season. Buford routed the Yellow Jackets back in the 08 championship 45-21. The last two games a little bit tighter. Buford won in 09 13-10, and last year they needed overtime to win by a score of 31-24. One other note in Georgia, in Class 5A, a nationally ranked Grayson plays Walton for the state crown there. In California, for now, the 10 sectional commissioners decide who plays in the championship bowl games next weekend, but you still have to win your sectional to be considered to be voted upon. So some of the big games this weekend in the open division for the state title: if De La Salle beats San Ramon Valley, they'll probably play the winner of this week's game between Westlake and Oaks Christian in October. Westlake handed Oaks Christian its only loss of the season, 31-12, before a national television audience. And again, if De La Salle wins, they will probably be the northern representative. And we know the Spartans have made umpteen appearances in the state championship game. In Florida, the Class 1 through 4A championships will be held this weekend. The biggest one in 4A, where Bulls will take on Booker T. Washington. Earlier this year on High School Football America, we had Corky Rogers, the head coach at Bulls, on the show. He won his 400th game this year. Both teams 12-1 coming in. Booker T beat the three-time defending state champs Coco last weekend in overtime. Bulls, they have the state record in Florida with 10 state championships. And in just a little bit, when High School Football America starts, we're going to talk with Hank Carter, the head coach at Lake Travis High School in Texas, in Austin, Texas. They are going for their fifth straight title. They're a Class A Division I team, and no big school team in Texas has ever won 5 straight titles, so history to be made there with the Cavaliers. They are on a 20-game win streak. They have had a record over the past 4 years during the championship run of 75-3. They will be taking on Pearland Dawson on Friday night for the semifinal berth into the finals, and that game will be probably played in what may be just about a sold-out Alamo Dome. So that's a look ahead. If you want to check out what else is going on this weekend and get all your scores, go to highschoolfootballamerica.com. Again, High School Football America coming up in just a few minutes here on the Artist First Radio Network, so stick around. We're going to talk with Hank Carter, as I said, of Lake Travis, and then two really good stories, as we're going to talk about a couple of turnarounds in Michigan, where Bob Buckle of Flint Powers Catholic turned the team from a 1-8 team last year, and then it started out 0-2 and 2-4, and they ran the table down the stretch and won the Division 5 championship there. So head coach of Powers Catholic in Flint will join us, Bob Buckle. Also on the show, Harold Fairclough of Allentown Central Catholic, another great turnaround. They had a lot of talent coming back, and including South Carolina-bound Brandon Nosovich, a top quarterback
quarterback who ran for 1,000 yards last year and threw for 3,000 and is probably going to do it again. They got off to a 2-5 start, but they're now on a 7-game win streak, and they're one win away from going to the 3A state championship game, the title they won last year. They have a big game coming up tomorrow night, Friday night, against the number one team in the state, Archbishop Wood, a team with 6 Division I prospects. Last year, Central Catholic beat Archbishop Wood on the way to the title in this same round. So that's going to do it for tonight's show. I'm glad you were along with us. We want to thank our sponsors for this evening's show. Cross Country Nation, XCNation.com. We had Aaron Taylor on earlier, giving us the lowdown on everything that happened. Dr. Jared Spencer along for the ride tonight, along with Gatorade's G-Series, GTM Sportswear, the U.S. Navy, Cliff Keen, MetLife, Dalamure, and All-American Wrestling Supply, making sure the show is on each and every week. We want to thank, in addition to Aaron Taylor, we want to thank Bo Brown of California Casually, talking about that great program that's giving out $75,000 to public schools around the nation. Go to our blog at nhscasportshour.blogspot.com to see the link and see how you can submit your school for a possible grant from California Casualty. Want to thank Corey back in Ohio for keeping the show running smoothly, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm Jeff Fisher saying good night and good sports. This has been the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.